From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting expressions of concern from European leaders Monday following remarks by President-elect Donald Trump that, among other things, the NATO alliance is obsolete, Britain's planned exit from the European Union is a good thing, and hints of an easing of sanctions on Russia. Some EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels took a cautious approach to the president-elect's interview remarks, including EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
I think the European Union will stick together. I'm 100% convinced of this. I respect the opinions of the future president of the United States, but I think the European Union will be okay in the future.
French President François Hollande said the EU is prepared to pursue transatlantic cooperation with Washington, but based on its own interests and values. He said Europe does not need outside advice to tell it what to do. After Mr. Trump criticized German Chancellor Angela Merkel's migration policy, the German leader said, once Mr. Trump is in office, we will cooperate with the new American administration. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Mr. Trump's comments prompted surprise and anxiety among NATO members. The British pound is near a three-month low ahead of a speech Tuesday by Prime Minister Theresa May, widely expected to outline the path Britain will take to leave the European Union. Investors are nervous the UK will have limited or no access to the EU market. In northeast Nigeria, at least three people were killed, 15 wounded, and two suicide attacks on the campus of the University of Maiduguri, capital of Borno State. The Islamist insurgency Boko Haram claimed responsibility for the attack. The Nigerian government has continued to clear operations of Boko Haram hideouts, insisting the insurgency is in its final stage. This is VOA News. Outgoing President Barack Obama Monday marked the first anniversary of the implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement by highlighting the pact's significant and concrete results, making the world safer. The UN Atomic Energy Watchdog Agency Monday said Tehran has complied with a deadline to remove hundreds of centrifuges that enrich uranium from its Fordo nuclear site. It's a major development, according to University of Pennsylvania regional analyst Ian Lustig.
Iran has, in line with the deal, gotten rid of 98% of its enriched uranium, which is essentially enough to make four bombs. It's all gone now. Those are very concrete steps.
President-elect Trump has said he's not happy with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, an agreement Iranian leaders said will not be renegotiated. In Turkey, police Monday captured the suspect in the massacre of nearly 40 people, most of them foreigners, New Year's Day, at an Istanbul nightclub claimed by Islamic State. He is identified as Abdulkadir Masharipov, who was detained Monday in an Istanbul district. Meanwhile, four Turkish policemen were killed, two wounded in a roadside bomb blast in the country's southeast. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Monday said in Kyiv that the international community must stand up against Russian aggression and urged President-elect Trump to be a strong supporter and partner of Ukraine.
If you continue carrying your progress forward, then not only will you continue to build a more open, more democratic, more prosperous future that the Ukrainian people deserve, you will keep the international community united behind you in that effort. And I hope the next administration will also want to be a supporter and a partner in your continued progress.
Mr. Trump has suggested he's looking to ease sanctions on Russia over its annexation of the Crimea in exchange for a nuclear weapons deal. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab Monday welcomed the world's political and economic elite to this year's meeting in the Davos Resort in the Swiss Alps.
A very cordial welcome to the 47th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum.
Schwab called for a positive way forward to address issues of social inclusion and job creation to overcome what he called a world overcome with cynicism and pessimism. Some 3,000 are in attendance. Unknown gunmen late Monday attacked a checkpoint in southwest Egypt, killing eight policemen. Three other officers were wounded in the incident in the remote Wadi al-Jadid province. Two of the attackers were also killed. The death toll from Monday's plane crash in Kyrgyzstan climbed to 37. A Turkish Airlines Boeing 747 cargo plane en route to Istanbul from Hong Kong crashed short of Kyrgyzstan's main Manas airport. And a human rights investigation concluded Monday the South Sudanese government was accused of rights abuses in July violence.
That's the latest world news from VOA.